Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Who has the time or energy to cook balanced meals, find the right gym, and make healthy choices anyway? You do. You already have everything you need to create a healthier life, and we can help. With exercises you can find time for, simple, balanced recipes that taste great, and tips for healthy habits all in one place, for free. To get started, visit shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Well, being that farmers have seen a little more rain this year, the possibilities of grass and hay are very strong. I had the opportunity to visit with Alex Rocatelli, Oklahoma State University Forage Systems Specialist, and he said that rain has been a blessing.
All the rain that we didn't get last year is coming this year, right? It's been amazing the amount of rain that we are having. I see lots of Bermuda grass pastures that were in a bad condition last year coming, recovering this year in a good pace. And also, I mean, when you drive around the country here in Oklahoma, you see lots of hay, right? Lots of bales already in the field. So that's showing that finally, I think that the producers can really, finally, I will have hay for the winter. And perhaps some of them is even experiencing like an excess of forage where they already have hay. And even after this coming rain, more forage is going to grow. I don't know if worth it to continue haying them. Perhaps just stockpiling and saving some money with hay might be an option.
Talk a little bit about the varieties of Bermuda that you're seeing. Are there some that are better for haying, or what are you seeing out there?
So that's the deal. Midland 99, it's one of the most common Bermuda grass that is planted here in Oklahoma. And that was specifically developed for hay, right? Because it was a type of Bermuda grass that really grows, I would say it grows fast and has less runners. So what that means is that the producer can go there and harvest more forage per cut. And perhaps like if the producer was more basing on grazing type of Bermuda grass, that he would need like 4 cuts during the season. Like with Midland, perhaps 3 cuts, you can have even more production than using a grazing one.
To hear my complete conversation with OSU's Alex Rocatelli, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Here's something to put on your calendar on Wednesday, August the 30th at the Meridian Technology Center in Stillwater. The Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association will be having their annual meeting. Several speakers on hand, including the new vice president at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Jason Lusk. They'll also be hearing from wheat breeding specialist Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Brian Arnall will be speaking on lessons learned with nutrient management. And then the folks from the Oklahoma Mesonet, Wes Lee, will also be there to talk about using Mesonet tools for wheat production. The meeting once again being held on August the 30th at the Meridian Technology Center in Stillwater, Oklahoma. To find out more information or to get yourself signed up, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com.
You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.